Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had two posts on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we introduced a new consensus statement from a 2016 conference entitled Monitoring Athlete Training Loads, the Hows and the Whys. Then, in the second post, we reviewed an article where the authors reported that the FIFA 11 Plus Injury Prevention Program decreases the risk of injury among collegiate male soccer players. If we take a closer look at the second post, we find that the authors completed a cluster randomized control trial to compare the FIFA 11 Plus Injury Prevention Program with a control group among collegiate men's soccer athletes. The authors randomized 65 of the 396 NCAA Division I and II soccer teams. More specifically, the authors included teams that competed at the Division I or II level and had no history of participating in an injury prevention program. Researchers randomized teams into either a FIFA 11 Plus group or a control group. The FIFA 11 Plus teams received instructional materials to implement the FIFA 11 Plus program. The team's athletic trainers recorded all data during the intervention season with an internet-based injury surveillance system. 61 teams completed the study. The four dropouts were among the FIFA 11 Plus group. Overall, the teams completed the FIFA 11 Plus program had 46 and 76% lower risk of any injury or an anterior cruciate ligament injury compared to teams in the control group. For clinicians considering implementing an injury prevention program, this article is of interest as the data suggests that the FIFA 11 Plus is superior at decreasing injury risk compared to doing a standard warm-up. For those clinicians whose team already uses an injury prevention program, the current study provides additional evidence that the program is effective at reducing the injury rate and it should continue to be implemented. It would be interesting to see how these results would look if the study followed the teams for more than one season. To truly understand its effectiveness over time, a longer intervention time should be looked at. Furthermore, the implementation of the FIFA 11 Plus program in the current study was relatively unsupervised and based off of instructional materials alone. Therefore, this is another study showing that it is feasible to implement an injury prevention program without direct supervision from a clinician. However, it would be interesting to see how each team deployed the FIFA 11 Plus program and how this affected the results within each team. This study adds to the growing body of evidence that injury prevention programs like the FIFA 11 Plus program may be one of the most effective tools we have for preventing injuries. If you're interested in learning more about injury prevention programs and how effective are they and how to implement them, then I recommend attending the ACSM or the NATA session on injury prevention programs that is being done by the Osteoarthritis Action Alliance. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was a news article about a study where the authors found that athletes with ADHD are more likely to compete in a team contact sport than individual sport, which could increase the risk of injury. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our four online courses available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, the post, and the news article I just mentioned on our podcast website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.